The U.S. has agreed to deploy more than 200 additional troops to Iraq and to send Apache helicopters for the first time into the fight against ISIS in Iraq, the first major increase in U.S. forces in nearly a year, U.S. defense officials said Monday. The uptick in American fighting forces and the decision to put them closer to the front lines is designed to help Iraqi forces retake the key northern city of Mosul and to help retake Raqqa, the extremist group's self-proclaimed capital in Syria. Last June, the Obama administration announced that hundreds of troops would be deployed to help the Iraqis retake Ramadi, a goal they accomplished at the end of the year. Of the additional troops, most would be Army Special Forces, who have been used throughout the anti-ISIS campaign to advise and assist the Iraqis. The remainder would include some trainers, security forces for the advisors, and maintenance teams for the Apaches. The decisions reflect weeks of discussions with commanders and Iraqi leaders and a decision by President Barack Obama to increase the authorized troop level in Iraq by 217 forces, or from 3,870 to 4,087. The advise and assist teams, made up of about a dozen troops each accompanied by security forces, would embed with Iraqi brigades and battalions, likely putting them closer to the front lines and at greater risk from mortars and rocket fire. The proximity to the battlefront will allow the U.S. teams to provide more tactical combat advice as the Iraqi units move toward Mosul, the country's second-largest city, still under ISIS control. Until now, U.S. advisors have worked with the Iraqis at the headquarters level, well back from the front lines. The Apache helicopters are considered a significant aid to any attack on Mosul. Last December, U.S. officials were trying to carefully negotiate new American assistance with Iraqi leaders who often have a different idea of how to wage war. At that time, the Iraqis refused Apache helicopters for the battle to retake Ramadi. Speaking to U.S. troops at the airport in Baghdad, Defense Secretary Ash Carter also said that the U.S. will send an additional rocket-assisted artillery system to Iraq. U.S. officials have also said that the number of special operations forces in Syria would be increased at some point, but Carter did not mention that in his comments. Officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they weren't authorized to discuss the matter publicly. Carter's announcement Monday came after several meetings with his commanders and Iraqi leaders about how the U.S. can best help Iraqi forces retake Mosul. He met with Lieutenant General Sean McFarland, the top U.S. military commander for the ISIS fight, as well as a number of Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Iraq's Minister of Defense Khalid al-Obeidi. He also spoke by phone with the president of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region, Masoud Barzani. Late last month, U.S. General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters that he and Carter believed there would be an increase in U.S. forces in Iraq in the coming weeks. Later this week, Obama will be in Saudi Arabia to talk with Gulf leaders about the fight against ISIS and ask for their help in rebuilding Ramadi, which took heavy damage in the battle. U.S. military and defense officials also have made it clear that winning back Mosul is critical but will be challenging because the insurgents are dug in and have likely peppered the landscape with roadside bombs and other traps for any advancing military. A senior defense official told reporters traveling with Carter that while Iraqi leaders have been reluctant to have a large number of U.S. troops in Iraq, they also need certain capabilities that only more American or coalition forces can provide. Iraqi leaders back the addition of more U.S. troops if their work is coordinated with Iraqis and directed toward the retaking of Mosul. The official was not authorized to discuss the issue publicly, so spoke on condition of anonymity. Iraq has been struggling with a political crisis as efforts to oust the Speaker of Parliament failed. Al-Abadi's efforts to get a new cabinet in place met resistance, and influential Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr issued a deadline, giving Parliament 72 hours to vote in a new cabinet. At the same time, the costs of the war against ISIS, along with the plunge in the price of oil, which accounts for 95% of Iraq's revenues, have caused an economic crisis, adding fresh urgency to calls for reform. Iraqi officials predict a budget deficit of more than $30 billion this year. This article posted by Lolita C. Baldor for the Associated Press in Baghdad.